And you know, this is a frightening time for kids, too. They're stuck indoors, unable to visit their friends. And with all of the scary news swirling around them, they've got a lot of feelings that are looking for an outlet. Kelly Yang wants to help. Kelly is the author of the best-selling kids book Front Desk, and she's now teaching a creative writing course for kids on Instagram. And she joins us to talk about it now. And Kelly Yang, welcome. And first of all, tell us what inspired you to come up with this writing class.
Well, I was a teacher for 13 years. I taught creative writing. And when all the schools started closing because of COVID-19, I just thought, you know, what a great time for me to connect with kids and get them fired up about writing, which can be so therapeutic in a time when so much of the world feels like it's completely out of their control.
But how do you deal with the intimidation factor? Kids thinking, wow, I could never write a whole book or a story.
Right. That's something that we talk a lot about in the class. Writing is not just about putting words on a page. It's also about thinking about the characters and thinking about what the characters are going through, thinking about the setting. All of that counts in terms of writing. And so I always tell kids, you know, don't make it about I have to write 500 words or I have to write a whole chapter or I have to write a whole book. No, no, no. Writing is really just about all that thinking and planning. And then when you're ready, you can sort of use it as an outlet to get some words on the page.
This is good advice for adults, too. Your first lesson is about creating characters. Why start there and not, say, a plot?
Character is my favorite part about writing. You know, if I love a character, I will follow a character anywhere. And I think that the really wonderful thing for teaching kids is, you know, really learning a lot about people and what makes us such unique, interesting characters and really being able to see all the different tests and trials of character. I mean, we're going through a test right now. I mean, this is the coronavirus big test of all of us. So to really understand that, I think, is very important for kids. It's a different way of looking at writing rather than making it about, oh, what happens next?
As part of this course, you move on to dialogue and creating scenes. How do you get kids to write what feels natural and not reproduce the kinds of dialogue they hear on TV? I'm thinking specifically about my 7-year-old who loves Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and all he's writing, he's kind of just replicating what he's seeing on those shows and in the comics.
And that can be fun and great, too. I mean, definitely that, you know, I did plenty of that when I was a kid. I would just say that for writing dialogue, you know, paying attention to dialogue that you hear around the house. And what we've been doing a lot in our family is passing down a lot of family stories. My parents are actually quarantined with us. So they've been talking to my kids a lot about the Cultural Revolution. It was a different time. You know, they didn't have necessarily the same virus concerns. But, you know, they were sometimes stuck in a house and afraid of going outside for different reasons. So through all of that, you know, there's wonderful dialogue. And kids get into dialogue with their friends online, even though it's, you know, maybe virtually or via text or something. All of that can be put into a story because it's part of what makes this story authentic.
Yeah. I want to touch base with you on one issue that you've addressed in your online classes, talking to kids and parents about corona racism, people of Chinese and Asian descent being targeted because this coronavirus has been called the Chinese virus by the president and others. This actually came out of something you yourself experienced. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Yeah, so I think it was maybe the first or second class, and I was talking about some of the racism that I had experienced. And I think it was a student in the class who wrote Chinese virus, and then somebody else wrote, of course you are. And it just kind of went on and on and on. It was kind of devastating to me. You know,
absolutely.
I understand that some of these people are kids, and I know that kids are going through a rough time right now. So I really want to emphasize the empathy there. At the same time, we do have to be accountable for our words. And so I did address the issue, and I wanted to talk and start a conversation about the xenophobia and the racism that has happened in the wake of the coronavirus and how it's affecting not just Asian Americans, but anybody who's witnessing it. I mean, a lot of the people who saw what happened, they were very upset. And so I talk a lot about, you know, how do you talk to kids about corona racism?
It's one of the benefits of being able to talk directly to your audience. And this really is a moment where kids can learn so much not just in this instance, but also in being able to open up their minds in so many other ways. And that includes writing and the ability to create something that maybe they haven't had the space to do because we're so scheduled in our lives.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what we need as writers and as just as humans is time, you know, and we've never had so much time than right now for this very reason, which is very frustrating. But, you know, we can also make beautiful things from that time. And just even being together and really appreciating the time to think about ourselves and our emotions. You know, as a writer, you have to be really in touch with your own emotions, but also other people's emotions as you develop these characters. And so really understanding each other, how we intersect and connect as human beings and come together as a community is going to shape our experience of this thing.
Kelly Yang is the author of the upcoming books Parachutes and Three Keys. She's been teaching an online series of kids writing workshops, and we'll link them at hereandnow.org. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.